Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for April 12, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed show today. Google open sourcing a big piece of AI agent infrastructure, the Linux kernel officially embracing AI-assisted contributions, a compromised Chrome extension you might need to uninstall right now, and oh yeah, humans orbited the moon again.
Yeah, it's one of those days where every section has something worth digging into. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Google just open-sourced something called MCP Toolbox for databases. It's on GitHub under google.ap/mcp-toolbox. Link in the briefing. Essentially, it's a model context protocol server that gives your AI agents structured, schema-aware access to databases, relational, document stores, whatever you're running.
Okay, so for anyone who's been building agents that need to touch production data, this is huge. Because up until now, you're hand-rolling these bespoke tool definitions for every database operation. Point this thing at your database and the agent just gets a clean tool surface to work with.
Exactly. And it works with the whole MCP client ecosystem. Claude, Cursor, custom agent frameworks. Over 1,200 engagement hits on GitHub already. So the builder community is clearly paying attention.
Right. And what's wild is the bigger signal here. Google is essentially betting that MCP becomes the universal standard for how agents talk to tools, not just in code editors, but for enterprise data infrastructure. I think the briefing called it the USB-C of AI agent integrations, which honestly feels right.
Yeah. And the prediction is that every major cloud database service ships an MCP adapter within 6 months. If you're building agent tooling or infrastructure, design around MCP now. Don't invent your own protocol.
Solid advice. Stop reinventing that wheel.
Okay, shifting to AI and models. Really interesting one. The Linux kernel now has official guidance for AI-assisted contributions. There's a new file called coding-assistance.rst in Torvalds repo that lays out expectations around AI-generated code review, attribution, and quality standards.
That's interesting, because they didn't ban it, right? They're normalizing AI-assisted development, but with guardrails. If you maintain an open-source project, this is basically a template you can steal for your own contribution guidelines.
Exactly. Guardrails, not gates. Love that framing. Also worth flagging. There's new research showing that smaller, cheaper models found the same security vulnerabilities as the headline-grabbing Mythos system. So if you're running security scanning pipelines, a well-prompted 7B-class model with good tooling might get you 90% of the way there at a fraction of the cost.
That tracks with what I've been seeing. Not everything needs a frontier model. Sometimes the right prompting and tooling matters way more than raw model size.
One more quick one. Cirrus Labs, the Mac OS CI/CD company known for Apple Silicon build infrastructure, just got acquired by OpenAI. If you're using Cirrus CI for Apple builds, start evaluating alternatives now.
Oh, wow. The read there is that OpenAI is investing seriously in native Apple hardware infra, probably for on-device model deployment and testing. That's a pretty clear signal about where they think the next frontier is.
All right, DevTools. A couple of gems here. First, ChemaFox. It's a new open-source headless browser specifically designed for AI agents that need to bypass bot detection on protected sites.
So if you're building web scraping or research agents that keep slamming into Cloudflare walls, this is purpose-built for that. But I do want to flag, this lives in a legal gray zone depending on what you're doing with it. Tread carefully.
Absolutely. And for the Rust folks out there, there's a new library called Sherlock that uses type-level programming to make deadlocks literally impossible at compile time. If you've ever been bitten by lock-ordering bugs, compile-time safety beats runtime debugging every single time.
Oh man, that's the kind of thing that makes Rust developers giddy. The type system doing the hard work for you. Love it.
Okay, security. And this one's actionable right now. The widely used JSON Formatter Chrome extension has been compromised. It's injecting adware after a change of ownership. If you have it installed, remove it immediately.
This is the supply chain attack that keeps happening, and people keep forgetting about. Browser extensions are such a persistent risk vector. If you're recommending extensions to your team, you should be auditing them regularly or honestly just self-hosting alternatives where you can.
Yeah, go check your extensions today. Seriously, just take 5 minutes.
All right, quick hits. The big one. Artemis 2 crew safely splashed down. Humans orbited the moon for the first time since 1972. That is incredible.
Honestly, that could be the whole episode. What a moment. But okay, also, South Korea introduced universal basic mobile data access as a right, and someone literally filed the sharp corners off their MacBooks and documented the whole thing.
That MacBook One is peak internet. Also, love this. Someone tried installing every single Firefox extension to see what happens and what breaks. And on the nerdy end, the optimal strategy for Connect 4 has been fully computed and explained. Link in the briefing for all of these.
Oh, and 10,000 concert recordings just got digitized and uploaded to the Internet Archive. If you're into live music, that's an absolute treasure trove.
So here's the takeaway for today. MCP is rapidly becoming the integration standard for AI agents touching real infrastructure. Google's database toolbox, CamelFox for browser automation, the broader client ecosystem, it's all converging on MCP. If you're building agent tooling, stop inventing custom protocols and adopt it now.
And the other thread is supply chain trust. The JSON formatter incident is your reminder. Audit the extensions and dependencies your team relies on before something goes sideways.
That's the show for today. All the links are in the briefing. If this is useful to you, share it with your team.
And keep building. We'll catch you next time.